My remarks here are focused on the last half of 2018 and the first half of 2019. During that period, IEEE's presidents were first Jim Jeffries, then Jose Morrow. Further, President Jeffries had appointed Dr. Greg Adamson to the new position of IEEE Ethics Champion, discussed in the previous section covering the 2018 year's activities. When Jose Morrow was running as a write-in candidate for IEEE president, he wrote about the importance of ethics in engineering practice. That caught my attention and caused me to establish a relationship with him and made it an ongoing practice to keep him informed of what the Concerned Ethics Volunteers, the CEV, was advocating to restore ethics advice and ethical support. In July of 2018, President-elect Morrow, by way of Dr. Greg Adamson, invited me and one other of my choice to join a WebEx telephone ethics meeting to address our CEV objective of restoring ethics advice and ethical support. That meeting occurred in August of 2018. I was told this would focus on preparing for a meeting the next January of 2019 ahead of the February IEEE Board of Directors meeting. I expressed my concern of why wait 6 months to do something when instead we should get started then, 6 months earlier. That suggestion, however, was rejected. I selected Dr. Stephen Unger of the CEV, and whom I considered to be the father of IEEE's modern-day ethics, to join with me on the WebEx call. On this call, additionally, were Jose Morrow, the president-elect, Jack Bailey, the IEEE's then general counsel before he retired, Greg Adamson, the 2018 IEEE ethics champion, Steve Unger, and myself. During the telephone meeting, Steve and I spent most of our time bringing the others up to speed about IEEE ethics history, as most of the others were new to it. We shared how the Member Conduct Committee was established to discipline members, provide ethics advice, and also ethical support in 1978, but had advice and support stopped in 1998. Steve and I urged the need to restore ethics advice and ethical support as the primary issue needed to be addressed. President-elect Morrow and General Counsel Bailey agreed to meet with President Jeffries in a week and bring him up to speed. Steve and I got no feedback from that meeting. Nothing more was accomplished until President-elect Morrow took office as president the next January of 2019 in 5 months. Nothing further was accomplished on restoring advice and support the remainder of the 2018 year.